this is a great win for you guys here this afternoon. It was, you guys came out, got hot shooting, led 10 in the first quarter times, and led it by 7 after 1, led by 5, and never trailed by any fewer than 4 in the second half. And this is a great win for you guys this afternoon.
Yeah, it was. You know, I think this morning, you know, going over our scouting report and what we were going to do, because we haven't, you know, we haven't shown a 3-2 zone all year. I thought there were some problems with it, but for the most part, you know, we did a pretty good job. We really did a good job until maybe I go back and watch it on the defensive glass. You know, I know they got some second and third chance points, but it didn't seem like near as many, you know, with their size. I thought we did a pretty good job.
Yes, and it was your defense that really did pretty good around the perimeter, and you could tell that Hutch maybe is not used to a 3-2 zone defense. But then their defense at times, really, they turned it up late third quarter, early fourth quarter. You guys had a hard time finding open players to pass it to and cutting, and it was a great job by your team not to panic too much and just maintain for, at most at times to keep good possession of the ball.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to pull the reins back on our guys too much. Because they, you know, Hunter and Jackson and Jordan, I mean, for the majority, you know, most of them will make the right play most of the time. But, you know, it's one of those things in the second half, you don't want to, you know, completely set them free and, mm-hmm. and say go when, you know, you, one little turnover here or there could, you know, lead to a big run. So I thought we were good with limiting their runs. But, they're a good team. They play a lot of big schools mm-hmm. and, you know, they started switching everything, which kind of led to some confusion for our guys, you know, not reading it correctly. So we'll have to work on some of those things. But overall, you know, come down here on a Saturday afternoon and get that second win in a tournament, you know, is very good for our guys.
What was pretty impressive today, you've been kind of harp on this all year, and I know you've been disappointed at times, but I thought the effort to get the rebounds was much better today.
Yeah, it was. And you know, that's something we kind of harped on this morning at shoot-around was, you know, defensive rebounding could be a big issue, you know, in the outcome of this game, you know, one way or the other. If we weren't able to, you know, kind of control the defensive glass, we might get in a little bit of trouble. But I thought tonight, I thought you saw a lot more guys going after the ball with two hands instead of one hand and trying to tip it up in the air. And I think that's what, you know, kind of led to our better rebounding for the game. So being more aggressive. Having an understanding that they had to be, and they had to go up and grab it strong and keep it away from those guys, and they did a great job.
Your three seniors really stepped up here and this afternoon for a second straight game. Jordan Horn, he led you guys at 15. Didn't do much scoring in the second half, but it was others that did a lot of contributing as well. Reed Brunswick as well. He ended up with the back-to-back double-figure game of 10. And Zach Carson, kind of steady Zach there with 9 points, and looked like he had a bloody lip there toward the end of the game, and that's good to see because he was kept fighting all game with for the loose balls underneath.
Yeah, he did. He got busted in the mouth there and got a little bloody. So our seniors did. They were excellent leaders today. We haven't got off to the best of starts, you know, in you know recent games, and I think Reed kind of set the tone. You know, he had a couple early threes. We were hot in the first quarter. You know, shots go down. You know, that really helps. So we were able to knock down some shots, and I thought we were strong when we did go to the basket, and we finished some plays down there. So for the most part, you know, extremely, extremely pleased with the senior leaders. You know, Jordan's got the ball in his hands so much that he probably gets a little gassed at the end of the game. And overall, though, he had a really good game. He kept the ball out of the other team's hands, and we didn't turn it over a ton. So a great job by those guys. Zach especially, you know, had a big game. Usually in the first minute and a half of the game, I think he's dead tired. And now I think it's just the look that he has on his face because I think I didn't take him out in the first quarter. So he was probably really tired.
He was confused too.
Yeah, why am I not out yet? Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Well, you get a couple of days of rest here, and then coming to town, you begin a six-game homestand Tuesday with a big three-point shooting team in Lakin. And they're a very senior-heavy team, and they're playing in their High Plains League championship game tonight. So Lakin, you've seen them a couple of times. Sounds like a lot of three-point threats that they have.
Oh, yeah, they spread the floor. You know, the majority of the time it's going to be, you know, four out, one in, a lot of cutting, a lot of dribble drive and kickouts. But it's all three-point, you know, dominated, and they shoot a bunch of them. We've seen them a few times, and they're going to jack it up there. And so we've got to do a good job of, you know, contesting and going to get long rebounds. So, you know, we'll get ready for them. It seems like that game's always been a bit of a letdown game for us. You know, that first game back after after the orange and black for some reason. I don't know if it's legs, fatigue, or whatever it is. But we got to get going in the second half of the year. And it's been a while since we won at home, so we really need to take care of business.
Well, enjoy this one. You get a fourth place trophy. You get you finish in the top half of the tournament, I guess, officially. 2-1 record there, and how they do it here. But congratulations, two wins, closer to 500, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Adam.